Okay, so we're talking today about an interesting karban. It's a karban that, if you just look at Chumash, you may not find any hint to this being a karban. We'll see in a little bit that not everyone is even convinced that this is a karban, which is actually doraisa at all. It's what we call the chagigas yudalet. Let me explain what that karban is. We'll try to bring out a little bit what the source is. It's a pasuk, I believe, in Parshas Re'eh, is where Chazal learned it. And let's try and just describe a little bit some of the basic details of this karban, and then we'll develop a couple of mahalchim that are going to be important for us. We know, and this we saw a Gemara in Chagiga, that every single one of the regalim, so there are three karbanos that you offer, all of the regalim, Sukkah, Shavuos, and Pesach. When you get to Yerushalayim, you get to the Makom HaMikdash, you offer an Ola Sreiya, that we spoke about, a carbon Ola that you offer to Hashem. You offer Shalmei Simcha, which we spoke about also, these carbon Shlamims that you brought, maybe even just to get meat that you could eat, to be Yotzei Simchas Yantif. There's another kind of carbon you bring on each Yantif called a carbon Chagiga. Carbon Chagiga. That was a carbon shamim also that you would bring as part of the celebration of Sukkot, the celebration of Pesach, the celebration of Shavuos. This carbon is not any of those three. It's called Chagigas Arba'asar, the Chagiga of Yudalit. What is that Chagiga? That if you remember, Pesach starts the 15th of Nisan. The 14th of Nisan is when we offer the carbon Pesach. When we offer the Karban Pesach on the morning of the 14th, and then we eat it on the first night of Pesach. There is something called a Chagigas Yudalid, which is the Karban Chagiga, an extra one that you would offer on the day of the 14th with the Karban Pesach. So on Erev Pesach, aside from just offering a Karban Pesach, you also offered this Karban Chagiga. You would offer an additional Chagiga on Pesach itself, on Tesvav. But this is a special Chagiga you would bring on Erev Pesach. What is the source for this? Where do we see this? So if you look here in Parshas Re'eh, it's in Dvarim, Tezayin, Aleph, Tebeis. The Torah tells as follows. I'm sorry, this is not on your Mekor Rosh. I updated things a little bit. I apologize for that. I'll send an updated version. Shamor es Chodesh Ha'aviv, v'asis Pesach Hashem Elokecha. Okay, there's going to be a Pesach you're going to be celebrating. That's the month, Ki b'chodesh ha'aviv hotziyacha Hashem Elokecha mi'mitzrayim laila. Hashem took us out. V'zavachta Pesach la'Hashem Elokecha, tzon uvakar, b'makom asher yivcha Hashem l'shakin shemosham. The simple pshat of the pasuk seems to be that you're going to offer a karban, tzon or bakar, in Yerushalayim on Pesach. The problem is, and this the Mefarshim point out, it comes from Chazal, Karban Pesach has to come from Tzon. It doesn't come from Bakar. It comes from a sheep. It doesn't come from Bakar. Therefore, wonders the Mefarshim, Rashi there on Chumash, the Maral explains, Ein Pesach ba min ha-Bakar, ela min ha-Tzon u-min ha-Izim, Pesachim in Parshas Bo, when you offer the Karban Pesach. So what's Bakar a reference to? So Rashi quotes a deya in Chazal. It's a deya in the Gemara in Pesachim. It's a deya in the Medrash Halacha. Ubakar tizbach lichagiga. But you have to offer, you also offer a carbon chagiga on Yudalid. On that Erev Pesach, you also offer a carbon chagiga. It's a carbon shlamim. That is what you offer. That is what you offer. What we're going to try to do is a couple of things. First of all, we'll point out very briefly that not everyone in Chazal believes that that's a good diyuk. And some learn other things from that pasuk, so it's not even really clear that everyone agrees there's something called a doraisa chagiga brought on the 14th that we'll see in a little bit. Okay. What exactly is the din of this karban? So you find a couple interesting things as far as background information about this carbon chagiga. What's unique about it is the following. Here's the Mishnah in Pesachim, Daf Samech Tes, Amibes, to the Gemara there, to Gemara in Daf Ayin, the following.
Emasai mevi chagiga imo. So when do you bring this chagiga? So I would have said Erev Pesach, every Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, not true at all. When do you bring it? Only on a weekday. Bizman shehu ba bachol. This carbon chagiga is not docha Shabbos. Only bit tahara, when Klal Yisrael is in a state of purity, as opposed to a carbon Pesach, which you would bring even if the majority of Klal Yisrael was tameh, tuma hutra b'tzibor, tuma duchuya b'tzibor. We wouldn't care. It would override tuma. Not this carbon. It does not override Shabbos. It does not override tahara, tuma. And the last thing is uvim muat. What is uvim muat? So says the Mefarshim, Rashi points this out there. What it seems to mean is as follows. We want people to be full, we'll see in a little bit, from the Karban Pesach. So, if you have a Karban Pesach, but your group that's eating the Karban Pesach is a sheer middle of July size group, so it's a little bit of a smaller group, so then there's no need to bring a Karban Chagiga, because you can all get full and satiated just with the Karban Pesach. But if you have a very large group, it's like a, you know, Elul kind of a situation, it's a very large group, so then people, there's not going to be enough Karban Pesach that you'll be able to get full from it, to get full from it. So the simple pshat in the Gemara, the reason why you are bringing it is so that you could eat it al hasova. That's what the Gemara seems to say. In Pesachim on Samach Tes Ayinam Aleph, Pesach Nechal al hasova. That the primary goal, what seems to emerge from this Mishnah, the primary goal of bringing the Karban Pesach is so that you will, of the Chagiga, it's like the first step so that you can eat the Karban Pesach while you're full. So, if I have enough food otherwise, I don't really have to offer it. So we have this Karban Chagiga you offer in Erev Pesach. Its primary goal is so that you can be, at least it seems to be the primary goal. We'll see a couple other Mahalchim in a bit. But it seems like its primary goal is so that you can become full when you're eating your Karban Pesach, al hasofa. In which case, it doesn't have like the same intense kind of a status, and that if you have enough food from the Karban Pesach, you won't offer it. Additionally, we never offer it on Shabbos, and we never offer it when Klal Yisrael is in a state of Tumah. How much time do you have to eat this Chagiga? How much time do you have to eat it? So, the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us, V'ne'echeles l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. You have 2 days and one night to eat it. Meaning, even though its primary goal is to help you get full for the Karban Pesach, if you have any left over, it's like a regular Karban Shlamim. We saw that unlike an Ola, which no one eats, and unlike a Chatas or an Asham, where the Kohanim eat for a day and a night, Karban Shlamim is 2 days and one night. That's what you have. This is a Karban Shlamim. You have 2 days and one night, 2 days and one night to eat it. The Gemara does quote, so you could eat it even the afternoon of the 14th. Why are you going to eat it? When are you probably going to primarily want to eat it? Before the Karban Pesach. That's the best time to eat it because the goal is that you are full when you're eating the Karban Pesach. The Gemara does quote an additional opinion. The day of Ben Seima says there in Pesachim that Chagiga is just like the Karban Pesach. It's only eaten for a day and a night. You don't have the extra day. It's like the Karban Pesach. And it may even be, for some days, docha Shabbos, it may even be docha certain things. Maybe docha certain things. It maybe really has much more of a status. Okay. One more just very brief discussion, and then we'll go from there. Does everyone agree this carbon is doraisa or not? Does everyone agree this carbon is doraisa or not? It's not really explicit in Chumash. It's not clear that everybody agrees that the pasuk when it says bakar is really referring to this chagiga. So, do you really eat it or not? What exactly is really the din? So, there the Balei HaTosfos understand that it's really a machlokas tanaim. Is this carbon really a carbon d'oraisa or a carbon d'rabanan? those who say, there are those who hold it's not Doraisa. That's even what the Gemara in Chagiga seems to really say there. Zion and Beis, Chesam and Aleph, Chagiga Sarbas are Lav Doraisa. Lav Doraisa. Tosfos holds of that also, that there is a Deya, it's not Doraisa. Kolomar, Tosfos and Pesachim and Daf Ayin, Tosfos and Chagiga there, that Kolomar, Eino Chayav Min HaTorah Lehaviyah. Because, says Tosfos, if there really was a Chiyav to bring it, if it was a Karban Chova, it should be Docha Shabbos, and it should be Docha Tuma. Rather, it is just Lav Chovahi. It's not a chiyuv in a Torah. It's not a real kind of a doraisa carbon at all. So says Tosfos. You have the option of bringing it, because you can always voluntarily bring a carbon shlamim. But it's not a chiyuv to bring this carbon at all. That's why it has, for some days, our Mishnah, a lower status. It's not docha Shabbos. It's not docha Tumah. It's you don't really have to bring it if you have enough stuff. There's no chiyuv whatsoever to bring the chagigas yadalit. However, it seems like the Rambam holds, otherwise, the Rambam seems to maintain that Chagigas Yudalid is Do'oraisa no matter what. It's a Do'oraisa carbon no matter what. It may be it's optional, it may be it doesn't have the same status as other carbonos, in that it's not Do'cha Shabbos and not Do'cha Tuma. You can't offer if Kha Yisrael's Tame. But it is really still Doraisa. The Netziv and Rav Hirsch in their Perushim Al HaTorah emphasize this point also. That even according to the Rambam, even if it's not a real Chiyuv, and even if it's not Docha Shabbos and not Docha Tuma, it's not like Tosfos says, because it's not a Chiyuv or Doraisa carbon at all. Rather, it is a Doraisa carbon, it just doesn't have the same status. The Netziv points out that that's even why Rashi in his Perush Al HaTorah, Rashi quotes that it's a reference to Chagiga in his Perush Al HaTorah. It says in the Tziv, but I'm not sure we paskin like that, Deya. That's what Furish in the Pasuk. Don't we paskin that it's not Docha Shabbos? That it's not Docha Tumah? It says in the Tziv, no. Even if you hold the Pasuk refers to Chagigas Yadalid, it is a Doraisa carbon. Rashi's saying, that's what we hold. We hold there is a Doraisa idea called Chagigas Yadalid. Just it's in a somewhat lower status. The somewhat lower status, it's not there. It's not a real chiyuv the same way. It's not docha Shabbos, but you have to eat it so you'll be full when you're eating the carbon Pesach. You'll be full when you're eating the carbon Pesach. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Now we get to an interesting question, which is as follows. So, number one, I'll develop two mahalchim, and then we'll sort of add in some makoros and present a little bit of a broader picture. Question number one, is the chagiga really only brought as like something to pump up and enhance the carbon Pesach? If so, in what way is it really helping the carbon Pesach? Sounds like it's that now the carbon Pesach you can eat in a full when you're sova. Are there other interpretations? Secondly, is there an additional reason why you'd bring the chagigas yadalin disconnected from carbon Pesach? Or maybe it has value aside from just making you fuller. Is there any sort of additional value to it? So we're going to develop three mahalchim. The second mahal is going to split a little bit between a Rashi and a Tosfos, okay? We'll have a Reb Chaim there, but let's dig in the following way. The Marmukam, which is least famous, is a comment, at least to my knowledge, is a comment of the Ralbag. I don't read Ralbag consistently enough. There's a great website online, alhatorah.org, which has a Mikros Gedolos, which in every pasuk just gives you like a lottery shown him on each pasuk, which is amazing. It's a way of getting Rishonim that I wouldn't always take out a Ralbag or take out a whatever, and it's all there. It's all there, so you have, you know, it's like it's hard to miss. So the Ralbag says something, I mean, you can always miss it, but the Ralbag says the following. It's an intriguing idea, even though it may not fit with the Gemara as much. It's definitely an intriguing idea. The Ralbag writes, you know, carbon Pesach, you know why we want the Chagiga with carbon Pesach? not about making you full. But Karban Pesach is almost entirely eaten by the Bailim who offer it. Very little of it gets burned on the Mizbeach. And on some level, we are uncomfortable with that. To bring a Karban to Hashem that only a little bit of it goes on the Mizbeach, I'm uncomfortable with that, says the Ralbag. So the Torah taught us, bring a Chagiga on Yud Dalet also. It's a Karban Shlamim. What's great about a Karban Shlamim? And a Karban Shlamim, we saw this earlier, who eats a Karban Shlamim? Everyone. Hashem gets a portion, Kohanim get a portion, we get a portion. So in order, Ratzah Hashem Yis'al She'yischaber Imo HaShlamim, we wanted to have a certain connection to Ribbono Sha'olam. So even though the Karban Pesach was somewhat more limited, that's only going to us, we wanted to enhance that. How do we enhance that? We enhance that by having a Shlamim also, have something else there, where Hashem's also getting a portion. It makes the Karban Pesach, in a certain sense, the whole meal, somewhat less self-centered, suggests the Ralbag. Interesting idea. We talk about this. Sometimes, like, when you bring units of Karbanos, they come together as a unit. So the Chagiga is there to enhance the Karban Pesach in terms of strengthening our the amount we're giving to Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, one Mahalach. Mahalach number two is that, no, the simple pshat. We bring the Chagigas Yedalin so that you can be full and satiated when you eat the Karban Pesach. But what is the value of being full and satiated when you eat the Karban Pesach? Why is that so chashev? Why is that so important? So we'll see a couple Mahalchim. Tosfos in Pesachim quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows. You know why we want you to eat the Karban Pesach when you're full? Because there is an Isser D'oraisa to break the bone of a Karban Pesach. Ah, but then we'll get there a little bit. There's a tension here that we should point out. It's an Isser to break the bone of the Karban Pesach. Etzem lo tishbru bo, you can't break the bone. We're nervous if you are the simple part of the Yerushalmi. There's some diunim how exactly you learn it. But if you are so full, if you're so hungry eating your Karban Pesach, that what are you likely to do? We've all seen those guys, you know, at barbecue sometimes. They're going to break the bone open to get just a little bit more meat. You know, you got to get a new smoker. You smoked the whole chicken. You smoked whatever. And it's awesome. And the chevra's going to be breaking open bones to be able to be able to get there. So that's obviously not what we're going for. So it's more of like almost a derabbanan type gezeira, lest you end up breaking the bone in a certain sense. Rashi learns a little bit differently. And Rashi says things in a couple of contexts, but we'll focus on Rashi in Pesachim Peivav, Rashbam in Pesachim Kufyates. There's a rabbi in New York, Rabbi Michal Zilberman, affiliated with YU in the base of America, where we get an article about this, that according to Rashi, potentially, this idea of eating the Karban Pesach when you are full already is actually not that much of a unique chiddush in Karban Pesach. Rather, Shekein Chovas Kol HaKarbanos. He quotes a Gemara in Chulon Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, Lemashcha, Legedula, Kederach Shamalachim Ochlin. That we are told that we should be eating Kadshim, in general, the way that kings eat. It's chashev food, and you should eat it in a chashev kind of a way. How do kings eat their food? So kings eat their food when they are not like they're starving. It's derech kavod. And says the Me'iri in Pesachim, it's achar achila acheres, kederech michael chashev, sheba achar achila. That you have like your appetizer first. And you're not going to be just like jumping over and eating it. It's the gluttonous way, eating in a kavodik, in a chashev way. And in that sense, Rashi understands that maybe the idea of offering the Chagigas Yedalin is not really that much of a unique halacha about Karban Pesach. It's a general halacha that you should always be eating your kachim from a bit of a more covetic kind of a place. The Tovas Rosh and Horios speaks about this in a little bit of a different way. It's a general yesod. If this is true, the Rimi Runeel, Rav Hirsch, and others point out, maybe theoretically we could be more flexible, and that even if it's not Chagigas Yedalin, as long as you were eating like something enough, maybe other kachim, or maybe even other things, that would get you full enough. There is a comment of the Brisker Rav. Yeah, Ari.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Sorry, but didn't one teammate already, like, be full for the Chagiga Sukkot? It hurts it.
So, yeah, no, so this is the cut. Yeah, I guess it's a, like, second, first of all, fair point. I think it's more of, like, this one is more of a setup for, and therefore becomes more of, like, a tafel kind. It's part of its sort of, like, lower-type status in a certain sense. Like, the Natu Chashab, Natu Chatoma, but it's a very fair question. Okay. Reb Chaim points out in the Gracha al Shas, but I think it's really a comment to the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav of Menachos, also relates to this, which points out as follows. I don't get it. If this is really a halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Gemara in Chulin, it's a Gemara in Tmura and Daf Chav Gimel, it's a Rambam and Maitza Karbanos, then Karbanos in general, you have to already be satiated. So, what's the special halacha about Karban Pesach? It seems like we have your own Pasuk. It seems like we have your own Pasuk. Seems like we have your own, like, it seems even in Rambam, it's like a special halacha by Karban Pesach, you have to be full. But it also seems like it's true by all Karbanos. So what exactly is going on? So Reb Chaim Brisker Rav has a suggestion. It's part of a larger piece, not for now. But the larger suggestion is as follows. When the Rambam holds in general that the only time there's a mitzvah to really eat Karbanos is the Kohanim eating Chatas, Kohanim eating the Asham. That's a real mitzvah. And that's in general when we say you have to eat it al hasova, limashcha, ligdula, kederek shamalachim osim. When the Kohanim are eating the Chatas, the Kohanim are eating the Asham, that's where this halacha applies. So what's happening in Karban Pesach? It's not Kohanim eating it. It's every Jew eating it. And therefore, there's one way of saying it. We almost need like our additional or special lima to teach us that in this case, even the Yisraelim who are eating their Karban Pesach has to be eaten in a chashav, in a chashav kind of a way. That this halacha is only because of the mitzvah bechilas, hanu bechilas hakohanim. Tibahem ne'emar da'achil te'achil meshubachas. But others not. And that's why Chagiga to teach me that this is a special chiddush, that it also requires this din of limashcha. General clarity thus far, we've seen that. There's a carbon called Chagigas Yedalad. In addition to the regular Chagiga you bring on Pesach, on Sukkot, on Shavuos, a special carbon you bring on Erev Pesach, Machlokes potentially, or maybe not. Is it Doraisa, or is it maybe even not a Doraisa carbon? Why am I bringing it? For the Ralbach, so something goes to Rabban Shalom also. Simple part of the Gemara, so you eat Pesach while you're full. Either it's so that you'll eat it in a more coveted kind of a way, or it's that you won't end up breaking the bone. Rashi, Rashbam, Meiri versus Tosfos quoting the Yerushalmi. Is it a din, Daflin, Karban Pesach, or general halachas? For Tosfos, it's clearly only about Karban Pesach. Breaking the bone's a special isser there. For those, it's about eating in a covetic way. It is a halacha at other Karbanos, yet we may need a special limud that it applies specifically here. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. There is, I believe, another perspective. It's one that I think Rosenzweig suggests for Rambam. The Sefer Chinuch sounds like it a bit also. And it's one that, in a certain sense, we could probably intuit if you put together some things that we already know. Let's just develop the Yesod. Let's at least develop the Yesod and see what we can point out. If you remember, we've pointed out the following. Let's set the stage a bit. In general, Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos all get a carbon chagiga because they are a yontif. They get a carbon chagiga because they are a yontif. Some of us may remember, especially if we were in Shir for Kayetzman, that there is ample evidence that Erev Pesach is actually also like a yontif. If you look in Chumash, we pointed out, then it's Siv in the Hamek Davar, that in Chumash, if you read Vayikra Perichav Gimel really closely, what we call Pesach is actually Chag HaMatzos. Pesach is Erev Pesach. That Pesach, Erev Pesach, is like a partial yontif. It's a day when we offer the carbon Pesach. It's like a partial yontif in a certain sense.
That is how we explained a couple interesting nafka minas, how it's really like a yontif. One nafka mina is what the Bir Hagra points out based on the Ramah, unfortunately a little bit close to home, which is Shailas of Avelos on Erev Pesach. That the Gemaras and Moed Katan tell us that yontif cancels Avelos. Yontif wipes out Shiva. It cancels Avelos. And we assume Erev Pesach also cancels Avelos. How come? Erev Sukkot doesn't cancel Avelos. Erev Shavuos doesn't cancel Avelos. Because, the Gra points out, Erev Pesach is like a yontif also. Erev Pesach is like a yontif also. It cancels Avelos. We saw additionally, that this is what, at least Rosenzweig and many others suggest, maybe an additional perspective in why the beginning, the Gemara is on Daf Mem Tes and Nun, Daf Nun and Mesechas Pesachim. Why is there an Isser Melacha on Erev Pesach? Why is there an Isser Melacha? So it seems like potentially for the Rambam, if you remember, it's like Kolamoe Midivrei Sofrim, because Erev Pesach is like a Yontif. So it's not a full Yontif, it doesn't have the same Isser Melacha, but Rambam says, just like Chol HaMoed is like Pesach, like a Yontif, it's Pesach. It's like a Yontif, Isser Melacha, but a weaker one. Erev Pesach also has a certain kind of Isser Melacha. The Netziv, the Bir Hagra, maybe the Rambam, a lot of evidence that Erev Pesach in many ways is at least like a partial Yontif. Now we come to this idea of the Chagigas Yudalit. Chagigas Yudalit. So why am I offering this Chagigas Yudalit? The Sefer HaChinuch in Tav Pei Vav, Mitzvah Tav Pei Vav, Sefer HaChinuch says, why am I eating this karban? Habam Ezek Lehagdil HaSimcha. It's not about making you full. It's about Lehagdil HaSimcha. Interesting. One suggestion we would probably make, if we know, let's just put everything together. If we know that on every yontif you offer a carbon chagiga, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, if we also know that Erev Pesach is like a partial yontif, and we know it also has like a partial chagiga, so maybe it's not the most chasha that's Docha Shabbos and Tumah, but if I know that every yontif has a chagiga, step one. If I know that Erev Pesach is like a yontif, and it also has a chagiga, it doesn't have to get too fancy to suggest that at least part of the reason why you offer a chagiga is not just the first course prior to the Karban Pesach. It's not just so that you'll be full enough that you won't break a bone, but it's also about, or maybe an addition or a side or an additional or a different shot, it's about celebrating the yontif type component of Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach is like a yontif. Erev Pesach is a chashuv Erev yontif kind of a day. It's like a yontif, and therefore it has also not just Yisr Malacha, not just Docha Avelos, not just Pesach Hu Lashem, but also it has a chagiga. Because Erev Pesach is also like a yontif. Erev Pesach is also like a yontif. It's very compelling once you see it in that way. It's with the Pesach. I would add an additional fact, which is intriguing about this. This chagiga, on the one hand, is about setting up the Karban Pesach. Very good. Making you full. But on the other hand, number one, you actually eat it on Erev Pesach, potentially. Meaning, if it's the carbon celebrating the yontif of Erev Pesach, it makes sense you could eat it on Erev Pesach. And we see that the fact that you can eat it for 2 days and one night shows it's not just about getting the carbon Pesach full. Not about you eating the carbon Pesach once you're already full. It has additional functions. And one of them may be, it's like part of what highlights and brings up, in a certain sense, the Erev Pesach being a yontif also. So in that sense, I think we see some intriguing and important perspectives about the function of Chagigas Yudalim. Avi, that was Tosfos quoting a comment of the Yerushalmi. So we see Chagigas Yudalim is either more of a like a Durabanan kind of an idea, that's all that it is, or it's a Doraisa kind of an idea, but maybe it's about the Rabag's idea, bringing everyone together. Maybe it's about Rashi, you know, Kederach Shamalachim, Osim. It's all highlighting the Karban Pesach. Here, there's something in addition. It's not just bringing up or highlighting Karban Pesach. It also has like a little bit of an element here, in a very chashuv way, of highlighting its status. It's the Chagiga of Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is also a Yontif. It's also a Mitzvah Yontif, which is why we offer it, which is why we offer it then, which again is some, I think, very intriguing and very important ideas that are there. To answer one of the questions from before, the tension between being full when you enter Pesach and being lite avon. So again, it's something we showed him to say this out a little bit. On the one hand, the first Mishnah is the Gemara is the beginning of Arbei Pesachim, the Gemara there in Kufches also. We don't want to be too, we want to be hungry. So that's almost a key of Hiddur Mitzvah, some of the Rishonim say. It's a more beautiful mitzvah. Certainly we want to avoid Achila Gasa. You don't want to be that you're so full when Pesach starts that your eating is not really called eating. It's for some Gemara, some Rishonim. It seems like we're trying to strike a degree of balance, and this some of the Rishonim I think can say it even explicitly. On the one hand, we don't want you to be starving, that you eat it like you're like in a gross kind of a gluttonous way. On the other hand, we don't want you to be so full that it gets into the category of achila gasa, which at least in certain cases of achila gasa is where you are so full it is gross to anything else. Not like when a guy is at an oikei papagayos. I remember Thomas says that like two dinim achila gasa. There's a guy that's like, oh, it's like achila gasa, but I still want to eat. That's not really the achila gasa, which doesn't count as achila. That's just like you should have better midos, and you really shouldn't be eating at that point in time. Okay, fine. But the achila gasa that we're concerned about is you'll be so full, it's gross to eat anything, and halachically, it's not even achila. So we're trying to strike a balance. On the one hand, you're full enough. On the other hand, you're also not so starving. That's sort of the balance that we're trying to strike also. What's Binyamin, I would point out, Derech Agav, is a balance that comes up, you know, I think he asked the question, like, often in life. Like, you're going to a wedding, you don't want to, like, it's good food, but you don't want to be, like, that guy. You know, you keep him coming back to, like, the carving station. He's like, sir, I think you've had enough, you know? You want to be able to be full enough, but also hungry enough, you know, is what many of us, I think, are often striving for.